Welcome into Head to Headlines, where we cover the biggest headlines in disc golf here on the Stat Mando Podcast Network. I am Steve, here with Evan. We were off last week, and we will go over some Jonesboro headlines, but first we have to talk about the Music City Open, which wrapped up yesterday. The winners get a guitar. It's the best trophy in the sport, but let's talk about those winners, Evan.
Well, that's your words, not mine. I think it's pretty great, though, and going back to back is Kristin Tatar getting the wins in both 2023 and 2024 at the Music City Open. She trailed by a handful of strokes after round one, brought it back to a tie with as a co-leader with Holland Hanley after round two, and then goes on to win comfortably by four strokes after the third and final round. This is also her third Elite Series win of the season, looking to get her first major of the year next week.
This was her 21st major or elite victory, and she now has a 43% win rate, currently the highest of any FPO player. She's closing in on Juliana Korver, who has 22 FPO major and elite wins. And Juliana's career win percentage is 26%. That's fifth all-time for players with 10 or more starts. But consider this. If we look back in the last few years since 2021, Korver has played 40 FPO major and elite events without a win. But at the start of her professional career, which lasted 11 years, she played just 44 total major and elite events with 22 wins. That's a 50% win rate. So career percentages have to be taken with a little bit of a grain of salt as players continue competing past their prime.
Kristin Tatar continued the streak of 1,000 rated winners, shooting an unofficial 1,017 rated event here at the Music City Open, which now makes it seven straight FPO major and elite events with a 1,000 rated winning performance. That's more than double the previous record as we see the streak continue to move on.
Moving over to MPO, the People's Champion Simon Lizotte takes down his second Music City Open in a row and his third of his career. This was his last event before his paternity leave coming up, as his second child is due any day now. This was the ninth time in major and elite history and the first time since 2020 MVP Open where there were back-to-back winners in both MPO and FPO. Lizotte is joining Ken Climo, Barry Schultz, Dave Felberg, and Paul McBeth on those back-to-back winners. So the only non-world champion in that grouping, pretty good company.
This is Simon Lizotte's ninth Elite Series win of his career and seventh since May of 2022, which is not even 2 years ago yet, when he won the 2022 OTB Open, which was the first win of this career resurgence. He has the most MPO wins at major and elite events in this time frame, that being since May of 2022.
And with his ninth Elite Series win, he's still looking for that first major. He tied Calvin Heimberg for the most MPO Elite Series win without an MPO major win. Lizotte and Heimberg have double the next closest, Josh Anthon, with just four elite wins and no majors. Kevin Jones, Anthony Barella, Adam Hammes, and Cale Laviska all have three. And again, Simon will not be competing this week at Champions Cup, so he'll have to wait for that major title a little bit longer.
Simon Lizotte won this weekend with some nasty putting. He was 97% from C1X, missing only one putt from that distance, going 28 for 29. He was also 39%, not too shabby, from C2, going 7 for 18. In total, he gained 9.23 strokes gained putting, which, to go along with 11.03 strokes gained tee to green, that's the first player this year to rack up those numbers in an event this season in MPO. 9.23 is the most strokes gained putting for a player with double-digit strokes gained tee to green this season, and it's almost 2.5 strokes gained more on the putting green than Ezra Aderhold, who was second at Texas States for a player with double-digit strokes gained tee to green in that event.
Over the three rounds at Music City, Simon Lizotte shot at 1065 unofficial event rating. That's the best for him at any event that he's played since the 2019 Memorial, which was over 5 years ago.
Moving down the MPO leaderboard, talk about a throwback leaderboard here in MPO. In second place is Paul McBeth. Yes, he's McBack. in major and elite events. His top fives by year have been, this year he has one so far. It was his first top five. In 2023, he also only had one top five all year, although he was battling injuries towards the end and was over in Europe missing some Elite Series events. And then every year from 2022 all the way to 2016, he had double-digit Elite Series and major wins. Or sorry, top fives. That'd be pretty incredible if they were all wins. But double-digit top fives at major and elite events. Each of those years in 2016, he only had seven, which was the last time he didn't have double digits. Although if you include the non-Elite Series Disc Golf Pro Tour events, as that tour was getting underway in its first year, he would have 10 if you combine those in.
Ricky Wysocki takes third. I'm not sure he was ever really off the wagon, but he's certainly back on it. It's his 13th major and elite podium in the last three seasons. That's second only to Calvin Heimberg, and it's his second of this season after a second place finish at chess.com. He's finished top four in the DGP standings every single year of the Disc Golf Pro Tour. It's going back to 2016, and he's back in fourth place right now.
Chris Dickerson, reigning from Tennessee, he's quite the rock star in the state of Tennessee. It's his 101st MPO event within the state of Tennessee, and it's his 100th top 10 in MPO. Yes, he's only missed the top 10 at one singular MPO event in his entire career in the state of Tennessee. And to go along with that, this is his 85th podium.
Tying for fifth place, the big and big sexy himself, Mr. Jeremy Kohling. I'm calling it right now. I think it's the putt of the year on 18. If you haven't seen it, go and look it up. It's his first major or elite top five since 2019 USDGC, where he took second place. He's finished top 10 at the LWS Open in the last 2 years. This comes a few weeks after winning his first A-tier since 2017, when he won the Persimmon Ridge Retreat in Arkansas the week before Jonesboro. In that event, he beat out Drew Gibson, Nicholas Antola, and about a dozen more tour card holders. So he's really heating up.
Also in the tie for fifth place is Nicholas Antola, which is the newest guard in this maybe new era of disc golf that we're looking to see. He bounces back after missing cash in a couple events. He finished 62nd and 61st in back-to-back weeks, missing cash in both of those, as I said. His season so far has been four top 10s and two missed cashes, nothing else in between. And in just the last five events, he has three top fives and two missed cashes, becoming the first MPO player in history at major and elite events to have five straight events that include three top fives and two missed caches.
Over on the FPO leaderboard, Holland Hanley shoots her career highest event rating unofficially at 1,008, but unfortunately she's still struggling when she has the lead. She is now 0-4 when leading outright or tied heading into the final round of a major or elite event. It's the second year in a row that she has given up the lead in the final round at Music City. Both were to Kristin Tatar. Also, Chess.com earlier this year and Dynamic Discs Open last year. When she had her big win on tour at the Throat Pink Women's Championship, that was a chase card comeback.
In third place is Henna Blommers, who picks up her first podium of the season and the 11th of her career, as she is searching for that first win at major and elite events.
Ella Hansen and Haley King tied for fourth, both picking up their second top 10s of the season.
And Finnish rising star Silva Saarinen finishes in ninth place. She made two of her first lead cards ever in her career at Elite Series events and now has back-to-back top 10s at major and elite events for the first time in her career.
Moving on to some putting stats, we have now officially hit a mile's worth of putts thanks to our putt distance tracker on PDGA Live. Isaac Robinson is the first in MPO to cross the mark with 5,422 recorded feet of putts made. Gannon Burr is just 10 feet short of that mile mark. And Holland Handley also 5,439 feet of recorded putts made.
Well, unfortunately, we missed Jonesboro Open last week, but here we are. We're going to cover some of the biggest headlines from that event. Steve, I think we all know who won by now, but let us know.
It is a little bit of old news, but Kristen Tatar really won by a lot. She walked away with a 9-stroke victory. It's her 6th major or elite victory by 8 or more strokes, matching the rest of the field's total in that category in the last 3 years.
Tatar really dominated all of the stat categories. She was 54% birdie rate, which was first in the field, 17% parked, which was tied for first in the field, 56th in C1 in regulation, you guessed it, first, also 81% C2 in regulation, also first, 87% in fairway hits, which, guess what, Steve? That was first in the field. Then also 18.32 strokes gained tee to green and 5.28 strokes gained putting. Both of those, yes, were first in the field. Meanwhile, at Music City Open, she only led in 2 of those categories I mentioned, which were birdie rate and fairway hits, and also led in OBs, having the fewest in the field.
An MPO at Jonesboro, Anthony Barella, said, "Don't mind if I do," and won for the 3rd time this season. He had 3 wins from the first 5 major events of this year, which were his first 3 Elite Series wins. He's the first player since Eagle McMahon in 2018 to win their first 3 major or elite events in the same year. Eagle won 4, so we will see if Barella can catch him this season. Barella finished 7th at Music City, so he's continuing his top 10 streak, has not missed the top 10 yet this season.
A few other names to touch on in the MPO leaderboard. Ezra Aderholt at Jonesboro finished on the podium, which marked back-to-back podiums going back to Texas State Disc Golf Championships as well. He went on to finish 28th at the Music City Open, so he did not go 3-for-3 in podiums, but still some quality finishes in a row for Ezra Aderholt. And Benjamin Callaway was hunting for that first Elite Series win, ultimately did not get it, but did have his 2nd career major and elite podium, which both of those have come at Jonesboro. And unfortunately for Benjamin Callaway, he did finish 66th at the Music City Open and missed cash. Although Callaway does like Northwood, and we'll see him at the PDGA Champions Cup this coming weekend. Steve, thanks for, Steve, thanks to you, but thanks to the viewers for tuning in to the Head-to-Head Lines episode. Again, sorry about missing Jonesboro, but we'll be here for the PDGA Champions Cup next week. Thanks for listening.